Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Waking up is harder than it seems. Wandering through these empty rooms of dusty books and quiet dreams.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer and guitarist Lyra Lynn writes songs that play like little movies full of dusty roads and desperate people. Maybe you've heard some of them in the HBO series True Detective. This song, The Only Thing Worth Fighting For, was used in the series trailer and was a huge hit online. Lyra herself had a recurring role on screen in the second season of True Detective. She played, appropriately, a singer-songwriter in a dive bar full of desperate people at the end of a dusty road. Her latest album, Resistor, has a noirish quality and a rock edge. She's here with her band to play some of those songs for us, and they'll start off slow with a tune called For the Last Time. Here's Lyra Lynn live on Soundcheck.
To
That's Lyra Lynn and her song called For the Last Time, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by Lyra and her band, which includes Adam Ullendorf on guitar, Robbie Handley on bass and backing vocals, Tommy Perkinson behind our drum kit with more backing vocals, and you'll find a version of that song for the last time on Lyra's most recent album, called Resistor. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Ah, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. I mean, we've been sort of following, you know, we do these daily gig alerts, and you've been gig alerted a couple of times over the years as you've traveled through New York. But great to have you in the band here in the studio. Now, this album, I mean, your songs, as people who watch True Detective know, there's already a darkness and a moody quality, but this album really seems to up the ante. Did it feel different to you in the making of it?
You know, I felt so liberated coming off of True Detective and having found a new audience through an unconventional
It is an unconventional
path,
road,
I guess.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, TV is a huge exposure for musicians, but to be able to write that kind of music for the show and gain so many fans through that really gave me freedom to explore so much new creative territory. And I felt like with Resistor that was, encouraged and we really went there. We tried.
Well, and you ended up in a place that, you know, I don't know if you're a fan of Angelo Badalamenti, the guy who does all the music for David Lynch.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of twangy yet eerie sound.
Yeah.
I hear a lot
There's
of
a baritone that. Guitar. The baritone guitar runs throughout the record, and I think that's what Badalamenti is well known for in his production, is using the baritone, and it's got such an eerie kind of dark, spacious quality to it.
Yeah. So that's a guitar it's sort of pitched halfway between a regular guitar and a bass guitar.
What is it, down a fourth?
Down a fourth, yeah. Yeah, sounds about right. And what about, I said in the introduction, there's kind of a rock edge to this. Are you an indie rock fan as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Athens, Georgia, kind of center of the indie rock universe, as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, we native New Yorkers might have something to say about that. But you actually have proven to be a fan of the New York band TV on the Radio. You did that great cover of Wolf Like Me.
Thank you.
Many years ago.
Thank you.
Say my playmate, won't you lay your hands on me? Mirror my melody, transfer my tragedy.
Banjo player on that.
That's Bennett Dean Lewis.
Yeah, he does a great job too.
He does.
Yeah. So did you grow up with both, rock and kind of more country or country western sounds as a kid?
Yeah, my dad was super into Van Halen and Metallica and but also Conway Twitty and Hank Williams, Patsy Cline. And then my mom was a big fan of Joni Mitchell and Michael Jackson and Billy Ocean. I feel like they covered most of the musical territory.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of Conway Twitty and Metallica, if those names have ever been mentioned in the same sentence before. That's pretty awesome, actually. So what was it that inspired you to start writing songs?
I'm an only child, and things were a little tumultuous when I was a kid at home, And I found that to be a great way to spend time and sort of cope with things that were happening around me.
So the way some kids might start writing stories, you, but that's basically what you do, isn't it? You write stories.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, a lot of these songs are kind of character studies. They seem to be really kind of set in a place.
Yes, yes. I tried to focus with, I think with the past records, it, my past records, there's been a lot more songwriting that is geared towards storytelling. But with Resistor, I wanted to focus more on a single moment in time or one feeling and just kind of exploring that and exploiting that one moment as much as possible.
Yeah. There's a lot of texture. There's a lot of mood. Those seem to be really important components to, to this record.
Yeah.
And videos, too. You know, I love the video for Drive, which, you know, just came out a couple of days ago, I guess.
Thank you.
And you're going to do that song for us in a bit. But this next one called Shapeshifter, this is, there's a video for this, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. Which came out a little while ago, but the process now of making videos, since you're now an old hand at being an actor on screen and stuff, that, does the process of making videos, is, does it feel different to you now, having been through the TV machine?
Yeah, I guess so. Becoming more comfortable being behind the camera, yeah.
I mean in front of it.
At some point, you just have to... Well, I guess it depends on where you're standing. At some point, you have to quit taking yourself seriously, you know, if you want to be an entertainer.
Yeah.
And definitely seeing myself on screen, big Hollywood debut, all done up as a junkie, we'll expedite that for you.
Now, have you ever been behind the camera? You know, actually?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right, well, let's so you can find the video for this song online, but let's hear a live performance of it here in the Soundcheck studio. It's called Shapeshifter. It's from Lyra Lynn's record Resistor. Let's hear once again from Lyra Lynn and the band.
Love's to fun and love desire, self-kin and build the
Nicely done. That is called Shapeshifter, another live performance from Lyra Lynn and her band here in the Soundcheck studio. Another song from her most recent album called Resistor, which is out now. So, Lyra, how did you, I mean, you mentioned growing up in Athens, Georgia, but you're based in Nashville. When did you move there?
Nashville? Four years ago.
Was that before or after you came in contact with T-Bone Burnett?
It was after.
It was after. Yeah. Okay. For folks who don't know, T-Bone Burnett is the guy who produces so much music. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, for example, mm-hmm. the True Detective soundtrack and stuff. So how did you meet him?
Well, he also produced a record called Raising Sand, which was a collaboration between Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Right.
And my manager, Sherry Sands, worked with T-Bone and Robert and Alison when they were releasing that record. And she thought that we would hit it off creatively, so she was putting my records in the mail to him in an envelope, signed, sealed, and delivered by a person. And he finally heard the music, and he wanted to use a single off of an EP that I released in 2014 called Lying in the Sun, potentially in True Detective. So we had lunch in Nashville, and we got to talking and eating and drinking, and he said, you know, do you want to just come to LA and try writing some for the show? And before I knew it, I was on a plane.
Yeah. Now that's, you know, it's pretty well known that in an industry where opportunities have dwindled for emerging artists, that being placed on a TV show can be a great way to break a band, you know, to get exposure.
Yeah.
But that's almost always, you know, a pre-existing song that gets plucked from obscurity and put on, you know, the OC or whatever
right.
it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. We're talking about something closer to scoring a film, it seems like.
Yeah, exactly.
It must have been an extraordinary experience.
It was really fun and challenging. And I wasn't allowed to see any of the script or anything. So I was kind of writing blindly. With T-Bone obviously saying this is the, you know, one sentence cue from Nick Pizzolatto, the writer, about what we need to write the song about, and you know, go make it as dark and weird as you can, darker still.
and so the first time you saw and heard your song with the scene, was it when we saw it on TV?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it was incredibly exciting and nerve-wracking. I couldn't even focus on the show anymore, which was a bummer for me. But, yeah.
So at what point did they say, you know what, as long as you're writing these songs, why don't you actually appear in this bar and sing them on camera?
Yeah, T-Bone suggested that, I guess, after we played the music for Nick and the producer for the show. And once they were into it, he was like, let's just have her be the girl in the bar.
But so you're like a one-person Greek chorus in a sense, right? Because the songs are, in a way, sort of commenting on the action that we're seeing.
Yeah, that's the impression that I got, too.
Yeah. So now that you're back, you know, on more familiar ground, you know, touring around, you're on stage, how different is the live performing experience on stage and in front of cameras?
I think our live performance is a lot less despondent. there's a lot more energy. You know, I want to perform a show for people that makes them feel as many feelings as they possibly can and to the greatest degree that they can. So that's how we try and write the show,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's
right.
How we try and perform.
Well, the latest record by Lyra Lynn is called Resistor, and the latest video from it is for the song you're going to do next, which is called Drive. And in Drive, you are, in fact, behind the wheel of a car. It's like a vintage, like early 70s. Is
72
it?
Chevelle.
Chevelle. Okay. Yeah. Let's hear the song. It's called Drive. It's Lyra Lynn and the band performing live here in the Soundcheck studio.
It's late, too late to run. I'm not afraid to die.
That is Drive from Lyra Lynn. You'll find it on her last record, her most recent album called Resistor, but that's a live performance from Lyra and the band here on Soundcheck. So what's next? I mean, is the HBO series now in the rearview mirror, or is there still the possibility of work there?
I don't think they ever repeat anything on True Detective, so it seems pretty unlikely.
Yeah, but it's given you this great platform.
Yeah.
And you guys sound great.
Thank you.
It's been a while that we've been trying to set this up. I'm glad we finally succeeded.
Me
Lyra,
too.
Thank you and thank the you. Band for coming and playing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, videos shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.